Hello and welcome to another week with the Adoration Songbook. My name is Paul Lusher with the Center for Church Music. Our program is about encouraging you to sing the great hymns of the faith. Today we sing a wonderful hymn, I Sing the Mighty Power of God.
I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the flowing seas abroad and built the lofty skies. I sing
the words to this great hymn were written by Isaac Watts. Perhaps you've heard of this great saint from the 18th century, for it was Isaac Watts who, at the age of 19, embarked on a holy quest that dramatically changed the singing of the church. At the beginning of the Reformation, Martin Luther taught his followers to sing hymns. But John Calvin, the great reformer from Geneva, Switzerland, allowed only the versified, or as we might say today, paraphrased singing of scriptures. By Watts's time, the psalm singing in England had become dull and lifeless. Isaac's complaints to his father about the dismal singing in his church provoked his father to challenge Isaac to write something better. And indeed, he did. Watts proceeded to write hundreds of hymns that are sung and loved to this day.
I sing the goodness of the Lord that filled the earth with food. He formed the creatures with his word and then pronounced them good. Lord, how your wonders are displayed where'er I turn my eye. If I survey the ground I tread, or gaze upon the sky.
There are two or three melodies that can be used for this hymn. We've chosen to use a melody called Forest Green, as it is an English folk melody associated with a scenic place near Surrey, England. It was adapted for Watts's words by the great English composer Ralph Vaughan Williams in 1906. But whatever melody you use, do sing this hymn. For Isaac Watts included this hymn in a children's hymnal. Isaac realized that the first lesson a child or any adult can ever learn is that the beauty and majesty of God's creation takes us to Him, our Creator and our Savior.
There's not a plant or flower that makes the glories known, and clouds arise and tempests blow by order.
And everywhere that man can be, Thou God art present there. Oh, let this mighty God be in your life today. As you meditate on this hymn, go to Scripture and note the opening verses of Psalm 19 or verses 3 through 6 of Psalm 95. For God's creation should cause us to reflect on His magnitude and His might. Let the power that created this incredible universe fill you with life and power today. Thanks for joining us today for this stirring hymn. And remember that you can sing along with the choir on our website, songsandhymns.org. Or if you'd like a parchment copy of this great hymn, let us know at the website or call us toll-free, 800-587-5780.